I'm Patrick Leary. I served in Vietnam from December 1967 to December 1968. I was a helicopter gunship pilot in the Central Highlands around the area of Kontum, Pleiku, and Dak To. We supported the Special Forces MACV SOG mission. They performed clandestine operations in Laos, Cambodia, as well as Vietnam. The Central Highlands at that time was a dense highland jungle full of monkeys, tigers, elephants, and of course, Viet Cong and NVA soldiers. The Special Forces mission was to covertly identify enemy locations so more heavy tactical weapons could be employed against them. The Montagnards are the indigenous people of Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. They are ethnically different from Vietnamese and similar to our American indigenous tribes. They have their own culture, languages, and ethnic identity. Historically, the Vietnamese and Montagnards have always been in conflict. The Montagnards have made their home in the jungles of the Central Highlands and were skilled in jungle hunting and foraging. Throughout the 19th and 20th centuries, there have been several wars in Indochina, and the Montagnards adopted the philosophy, "The enemy of my enemy is my friend." It quickly became apparent to the Montagnards that the Special Forces were their friends, and the Special Forces quickly learned to appreciate the jungle skills the Montagnards had. Over the course of the Vietnam War, a special bond developed between the Montagnards and the Special Forces. Since the end of the war in 1975, the traditional Montagnard way of life has disappeared, some because of encroaching technology, but mostly because of the policies of harsh retribution adopted by the Vietnamese government. The display you see here are artifacts that have been collected by Mike Little during his tour as an MP in 1968, providing security to a small Montagnard village near Route 19 in the Central Highlands. These artifacts were in use in 1968, alas, no longer. You can see, despite our concept of a primitive culture, they had significant skills in farming, metallurgy, textiles, as well as hunting. Today, they are a minority culture in Vietnam, proud of their heritage, and struggle to keep their identity in an ever-changing world.